জয় গোর হরি বো হরি বো হরি বো নিত্য গোর হরি বো ভগবতে
বাসুদেবায়া
ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায়া
ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায়া
ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায়া
নরম
চৈব নরোত্তমম
নরম চৈব নরোত্তমম
দেবীম সরস্বতীম ব্যাসম
দেবীম সরস্বতীম ব্যাসম
ততো জায়ামুদীরায়েত
ততো জায়ামুদীরায়েত
নস্তপ্রায়েষু ভবদ্রেষু
নস্তপ্রায়েষু ভবদ্রেষু
নিত্যম ভগবত সেবায়া
নিত্যম ভগবত সেবায়া
ভগবতি উত্তম শ্লোকে
ভক্তি উত্তম শ্লোকে
ভক্তির ভবতি নৈষ্টিকে
ভক্তি ভবতি নৈষ্টিকে
নিমিখান দি পিয়ান দি জং শমশিজিয়া
1 Ashaba, Ashasan.
Yeah. 1 3 28.
Huh? 1?
3 28.
1 2.
1 2. 1 3.
1 2 or 1 3?
1 3.
1 3. So many push.
8.
One, three, 28. Intention, nega verse, 1328. Mm-hmm. Very famous verse.
Yes.
Okay. So today we're studying Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 3, Text
28. Mm-hmm. Because we have a big lecture given by Purusottama Mahaprabhu. He talked about this verse for many times.
Oh, I spoke about it.
So they don't read it verse by verse, just choose an important verse. Devotees in the temple, they read Srimad Bhagavatam regularly. You can see it every morning. You can see it every morning. You can see it every morning.
我们的是一个来年。 Okay, so what we will do, I will give a summary of what happened in the first three chapters. And I will go over the what's happening so that they're following what's taking place.
Mm-hmm.
It may help you.
就是咕噜他把这个前三章的内容给大家一个大致的总的概括的讲述。 大家可以知道前面究竟讲了些什么内容。
Tirmajishan yato navayad taratas charteshu abhigyana swarat te ne brahmaridae adiv kankavaye muyanti yatsuraya te chovari minidam yatra vinimayo yatra trisagomrisha damna svena sadana rasta kuhakam satyam param dimahi dharma projita kaitavo cha paramo narmatsaranam satam Vedam Vastavam Matravastu Shivadam Tapatrayon Mulanam Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni Krite Kimba Parareshvara Sayoridaya Varudyate Takritibihi Sushrushibi Vikshana Nigama Kaupataror Galatam Palam Shukamukadam Rita Travasam Yatam Pivata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Mahura Horashika Bhuvi Babuka. So I just recited the first three verses of the first chapter of this first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. The first three verses. So these three verses, which are the beginning of this Srimad Bhagavatam, they explain the purpose of this book. And they describe what benefit we will get from this book. So these first three verses are actually separate from the rest of the chapter. Srila Vyasadeva is beginning a very big book. This Srimad Bhagavatam is 18,000 verses. The Bhagavad Gita is only 800 verses. But Srimad Bhagavatam is much bigger. It takes our whole life to study Srimad Bhagavatam. Maybe if you take one verse a day, it will take you 60 years. So if you're only reading it once a week, one verse a week, you'll never finish it in your whole life. So, the first chapter begins in the Naimisharanya forest. Naimisharanya is a holy place in India. You can go and visit one day. There are some small temples there even today. So 5,000 years ago, because it was the beginning of the age of Kali, many great sages and yogis, they all went to Naimisharanya. Because they knew the beginning of Kali Yuga is coming. Kali Yuga is a very inauspicious time. In the Kali Yuga, all the religious principles are destroyed. People are very sinful. So they don't live a long time. Srila Vyasadeva describes the qualities of people in the Kali Yuga. He says, Prayena Pauyusha Shabya Kalovasmin Yugejana Manda Sumanda Matayo Manda Bhagya Hiyu Padruta. Srila Vyasadeva describes that in the Kali Yuga, people will not only live a short life, but they're lazy. They're unlucky. And they're always disturbed in mind. Because they're always thinking about sense gratification. They have so strong material desires. So, these sages and yogis, they understood that the Kali Yuga was a very bad time, so they came to the Naimisharanya forest to perform sacrifice for the benefit of people.
这些瑜伽师和圣囚知道卡利年代的这样的一个不好，所以他们就来到了莱尼萨拉让森林，准备举行一场大的祭祀，以避孕这个卡利年代的坏影响。They
were performing every morning. They would do a fire sacrifice, and they would offer grains into the fire and ghee, and chant many Vedic mantras.
那每天早上呢，他们就点起这个祭祀之火，然后把谷物啊、把地啊投入到这个火中，然后念很多的曼陀罗。
Are you also chanting mantras every morning? Yes. Vilasini. Vilasini. Hey, Vilasini. Vilasini. Shini, need a mix. It's a Vilasini. Put you down in the mix, then, huh? Need a mix. Vilasini, Vavani, 你每天早上念曼陀罗吗？
我在家的，在这里做服务呢，一般没有时间念，有时候呢念两番，在家呢每天早上都念。就是你没有念那个那个Nrsimha的曼陀罗，你昨天晚上告诉我，你念道文为了我。
不是，我念曼陀罗每天都念。
念有时候呢，我一般都是念21天。可是你没有念别的曼陀罗吗？除了哈利·克里斯那。昨天晚上你给我看那个。那个我每天也念一次。你自己念的。对呀。你跟叫你的人念呢，还是只有你念？我自己念。你自己。我在家就是我一个人，不就我自己念。因为他昨天告诉我，他给我看那个。 一个道文，崇拜尼心哈的道文，告诉我，他说我每天念这个道文，为了你呀。我告诉他，我也每天念，为了南宁的奉献，就是保护他们。我们也感谢。所以那个南尼萨拉雅的僧人，他们都在那个森林，他们也念曼陀罗，为了全世界的人。Yeah, they were chanting for the benefit of the whole world.
所以这南无萨拉雅僧侣们，圣者们，他们唱诵这些曼陀罗，就是为了整个世界的福祉。Because
Naimisharanya is a very special place. It's at the center of the universe.
因为南无萨拉雅僧侣是一个非常特别的地方，它是整个宇宙的中心。It's
a holy, it's a very special, powerful place to go to perform sacrifice.
因为这个地方呢，是举行祭祀一个非常有力量的地点。
So all the great sages and yogis and gurus, they all came from all parts of the world to Naimisharanya to perform sacrifice.
所以当时世界上有很多地方的这些灵性导师啊、圣哲啊、瑜伽师啊，都聚集在南无萨拉雅僧侣。Because
they knew that just recently, just a short time before, Lord Krishna, the supreme Lord of the all the worlds, had left the world.
因为他们都知道，在不久之前，至尊圣母神手Krishna离开了这个物质世界。They
knew that Krishna was the personification of all religion.
他们知道Krishna是所有宗教的代表。But
he had left the world.
但是这一切都离开了。And
now Kali Yuga was beginning.
现在卡利年代开始。All
the irreligion, all the sinful activities were going to become very powerful and very prominent.
而所有的这些罪恶活动和非宗教的原则就开始盛行在全世界。We
have only just begun Kali Yuga.
我们现在实际上是刚刚开始卡利年。Only
5,000 years.
只有5,000年。
It's going to get much worse. It will get so sinful.
People
will not just eat cows, they will start to eat people, human flesh. People will become so lazy and dirty in their habits. They will never want to know anything about religion. This is the nature of Kali Yuga. So these sages came to Naimisharanya and they began every morning, they performed sacrifice, big fire sacrifice. Just like we do our Mangal Aarti every morning. But they were not doing Mangal Aarti, worshipping deities, they were doing fire sacrifice. And they were also hearing. They would have class. They elected someone to speak. They elected, they picked out the most qualified person to speak. Someone who had studied all of the scriptures carefully. And somebody, that person not only had studied the scriptures, but he was very pure in his character and his behavior. That is the qualification of the speaker. The first person they elected was known as Romaharshan. Romaharshan was a disciple of
Vyasadeva.
And he had studied everything from Srila Vyasadeva, who was the author of the Vedas. So Romaharshan was elected and he was given blessings by all the sages present. They blessed him to have a long life. But one day, while he was speaking, Lord Balaram came to visit that place. Because Lord Balaram decided he would not take part in the battle of Kurukshetra. So when the battle of Kurukshetra was going on, Lord Balaram went to visit all the holy places. And at that time, he came to Naimisharanya. And he came in, and all the sages were sitting, listening to Romaharshan speak. And when Romaharshan came in, then all the sages, they all offered respects to him. When sannyasi is present, you must first of all go and offer respects to the sannyasi. So if Lord Krishna himself comes, or Lord Balaram, we should immediately offer respects. Right? Sometimes people tell me this, sometimes people say to me, they say, I saw Radha and Krishna. I saw Krishna. So I asked them, did you give your obeisances when you saw them? And they said, no. Why not? If you see Radha and Krishna, when we see Gornitai, what do? We immediately give obeisances.
Mm.
So when Lord Balaram came in, to all the people hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, all the sages, all the devotees, they all offered respects to Lord Balaram. Some people were old, so they just offered with their hands like this. Others bowed down to the ground. But only one person did not offer respect. Romahasham. He was sitting on the big seat. And he did not offer respect to Lord Balaram. So Lord Balaram understood that this person was proud. So Lord Balaram took some kusha grass, a special type of grass called kusha grass. And stuck it in the heart of
Romahasham.
Because he thought this person is not actually qualified. So the sages were upset because they said, oh, we had given Romahasham a blessing that he would have a long life. He was going to speak to us for many years about Srimad Bhagavatam. So Lord Balaram agreed that they could give that same blessing to the son of Romahasham. So, Sutta Goswami began to speak Srimad
Bhagavatam.
So, the Srimad Bhagavatam begins with Sutta Goswami speaking in the forest of Naimasharanya. Let's see that book. We got the picture in here. Did they put any picture? Oh, Krishna. I didn't put the pictures.
Yeah, this one.
No, but that's not. It should be on the cover on the inside.
This one.
Where's the picture of Sukadeva Goswami
speaking
Srimad Bhagavatam? You see, they haven't done a good job. It's very poor. So, the Srimad Bhagavatam first canto is Sutta Goswami speaking to the sages in Naimasharanya forest. And at the end of the first canto, there will be the appearance of Sukadeva Goswami. Can you remember these names? Sutta. One is Sutta Goswami. Sutta Goswami is the son of Romahasham. And Sukadeva Goswami is going to be the actual speaker of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sukadeva Goswami is the son of Vyasadeva.
Sukadeva Goswami is Vyasadeva's
son. So, the first canto is the preparation for the speaking of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
So,
Sutta Goswami, he has also heard Srimad Bhagavatam, and he heard it from Sukadeva Goswami.
Sutta Goswami, he has also heard Sukadeva Goswami.
If you're going to speak Srimad Bhagavatam, you have to hear it from someone. So who did Sutta Goswami? He heard it from Sukadeva.
所以 Sutta Goswami 他是从 Sukadeva Goswami 那里的。
And Sukadeva Goswami heard it from his father Vyasadeva.
And Sukadeva Goswami 是从他的父亲 Vyasadeva 那里聆听而来。
And Vyasadeva, he got the Srimad Bhagavatam. He heard this from Narada Muni.
Vyasadeva.
Narada Muni is the guru of Vyasadeva.
Narada Muni is Vyasadeva's Nichin Daoshi.
Vilasini. Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva.
Vyasadeva,
how did he say that?
这个那个
苏
卡
在瓦国
是王
明是 Vyasadeva 的儿子
苏卡啊对啊维亚萨他的儿子他在他父亲那里听了讲了这个国家瓦坛对吧
对
那刚才你们又讲了一个维亚萨他又在哪里谁那里维什么那里听到了
那拉达
穆
尼
哪拉
达
哦知道
他的 guru 是那拉达穆尼
知道了
So in the first chapter of the first canto, we have Sutta Goswami meeting with the sages of Naimisharanya.
So in the first chapter, the first day, the first chapter, Sutta Goswami 就碰到了 Naimisharanya 的圣子。
And they explain that the speaker has to be qualified, and the audience also have to be qualified.
你讲到了一个讲者应该具有资格，同时聆听者也应该具有资格。
Just like you want a good teacher.
就好像你想要一个好老师。
In the same way, the teacher wants good students.
同样，老师他也希望有好的学生。
You may have a good teacher, but if the students are not good, even though you have a good teacher, the students don't want to learn.
就好像即便是我们有一个好的老师但是这个学生却并不好的话那么这些知识他也无法学到
So what is the qualification of the student of the audience
那么作为听众和学生来说他们的资格是什么呢
The audience they have to want to hear
就是说这个听众应该渴望去聆听
You know if you're a teacher and you have a class and everybody in the class just comesThey go to sleep, then very hard to be the teacher.
那如果即使是一个老师很好，但是所有的听众都是这个样子，想昏昏欲睡的话，那这个老师没办法当成的。
So the audience they want to hear about Krishna, they're eager to hear.
所以这个听众应该非常的渴望去聆听。
Then the teacher is eager to teach.
那么这个老师也就会非常渴望去讲教导。
So these sages who have come to Naimisharanya forest, they are all very good students. They want to hear. But they don't just want to hear anything. They don't just want to hear the news or hear any nonsense. They want to hear about Krishna, topics of Krishna.
他们想聆听的是关于 Krishna 的话题。
And they put good questions as well.
他们同时也提出一些问题。
Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, in the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, there's a famous verse describing how to approach the spiritual master.
就像在《博伽梵歌》第四章有个非常著名的细节里面提到，应该怎样去接近一位灵性导师。
Somebody asked me yesterday, they wanted to know what are the important verses in Bhagavad Gita.
昨天有人问 Guru 说， 是我叫唱歌里面最重要的事情。
Who asked me that?
谁问的这个问题？
Not here. Was it you? Yeah? You wanted to know? Okay, so here's one. You write this one down. Chapter 4. Text 34.
那就是第四章第三十四四节。
非常有名的，很重要的，关于奉献服务。Tadvidi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadeshantite jnanam jnaninas tatvadarshana. Lord Krishna is explaining how to approach the spiritual master.
So Krishna 还解释了如何去接近一个灵性导师。
He explains the qualification of the teacher and the qualification or the what the student has to do in approaching.
他解释了一个灵性导师的资格，同时也解释了一个接近灵性导师的学生应具有的资格。
First thing the student has to do, if he wants to learn the truth, he has to first surrender himself.
如果一个学生他真的想了解真理，他首先应该皈依。
In the verse it says pranipatena, it means fall down. You have to offer respects.
这个就是说，他学生应该要完全的跪拜下来。
Just like we were saying, when Lord Balaram came in, everybody offered respect. They all bowed down to Lord Balaram.
就好像主巴拉拉玛他进来的时候，所有的人都向巴拉拉玛顶拜。
So this is it.Relationship between the spiritual master and the disciple.
这就是灵性导师和门徒之间的关系。
First thing is you offer obeisances.
第一件要做的事情就是我们顶拜。
Then you have to put questions.
然后我们就可以提出问题。
A good student will have questions.
一个好的学生就有好的问题。
Prabhupada says intelligent people will have good questions.
巴拉巴说一个有智慧的人就能提出好的问题。
In some temples or some places where they have association, if you don't have a question, then you have to give the class next week.
那在有一些庙里有一些规定说，如果你提不出问题，那么下一节课你就应该讲课。
你们听到吗？如果没有问题，下一个星期需要讲课。好。Then give service.
那接着一个资格就是做出服务。
And the teacher, his qualification is he must have seen the truth and he can show it, he can reveal it to others also.
而一个灵性导师的资格是他已经见过真理，并且能将这真理展现给其他人。
So in the first chapter of the first canto Srimad Bhagavatam, you have the sages putting questions to Sutta Goswami.
所以在佛教瓦坛的第一篇第一章里面就有这些圣哲，他们向苏大国说他们提出各种各样的问题。
They actually put six questions.
实际上他问了六个问题。
They want to know what is the essence of all the scriptures.
他们想知道第一个问题是所有经典的精华是什么。
Because there's so many scriptures, so many books.
因为有那么多的书籍，那么多的经典。
The Vedas are so big, there's so many.
We want
to know what is the most important part. What should we study? What's the most important?
他们就想知道什么是在这所谓的经典中最重要的一个部分。
And they want to know about Lord Krishna and his different incarnations.
他们也想了解关于主 Krishna 以及他的诸多的化身。
Just like Purushottam Prabhu.He'd been telling you, he'd been lecturing to you about Lord Krishna and his incarnation. You can read in the third chapter of the first canto about Krishna's different incarnations. The sages wanted to know about how Krishna does the creation.
而且这些信者还想知道 Krishna 是怎么开始创造的过程。
And they wanted to know also that since Lord Krishna has left the world, where are all the religious principles to be found?
他们还想知道，当 Krishna 既然 Krishna 离开这个物质世界，那我们还能找到怎么样的宗教原则，和脱离怎样的宗教原则
？So Sutta Goswami is going to answer all of these questions.
所以 Sutta Goswami 就准备回答所有这些提问。
In the second chapter, he describes the process of devotional service.
在第二篇中，他描述了奉献服务的过程。
Then the third chapter is about all of Krishna's different incarnations.
在第三章，他描述了 Krishna 所有的化身。
You've been hearing Purushottam Prabhu speak about how Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan, how he is. Lord Krishna is not an avatar. Lord Krishna is the source of all avatars.
大家知道了 Krishna 呢，他是所有化身的源头，而不是一个化身。
But Krishna has many, many incarnations who come to this world.
Krishna 有许多的化身都来到这个世界。
But Krishna himself, he is not an avatar. He is the source of all the avatars.
但是 Krishna 本人他并不是一个化身，他是所有化身的源头。
He is the original Supreme Personality.
他就是那原初的自尊性格神手。
So, Sutta Goswami explains all of this.
所以 Sutta Goswami 就解释了所有这些知识。
Then, they want to know how did this book come to be written?
他们后来就要知道这本书是怎么写成的。
Yeah, how did it come about that this whole book was written down? What happened? How did it take place?
他们就想知道这个世界魔教法团是怎么是写成的。
So then Sutta Goswami describes about how Vyasadeva had written all the Vedas.
然后 Sutta Goswami 就解释了，当 Vyasadeva 专注了所有的韦达诸经之后。
But he had written all the Vedas, but he was not satisfied. He felt, you know, this is, he didn't feel like he'd done anything. He had not feel any sense of achievement.
但是，当维亚萨德编撰所有伟大经后，他内心感觉到不满足，他觉得好像什么都没有做一样，他不知道是什么原因。
You know, if you write one paragraph, or if you can write even one article, you feel very satisfied.
你知道，我们如果是写了一篇文章，写的哪怕是一段一个段落，都会觉得好满足。
Yeah, Vyasadeva had written many, many books, but he's not satisfied.
但是 Vyasadeva 撰写了那么多的伟大经，但是他却内心不满足。
So he was wondering why I'm not satisfied. I've done so much. I've put so much knowledge I've given.
但是很奇怪，他说我写了这么多的书，给予了这么多知识，为什么我的内心不满足呢？
So it was at that time his guru Narada Muni came to him.
所以就在那个时候，他的 guru Narada Muni 就来到他的面前。
And Narada Muni began to tell him the reason why he was not satisfied.
他的 guru 就开始告诉他为什么他会感觉到不满足。
He said, because you have encouraged the people in material activities.
Guru 告诉他说，因为你通过这些写这些经典，只是在鼓舞人们在物质的活动中去进展。
You've encouraged people in the path of karma kanda. That following the Vedas, you've encouraged them in the Vedas, but you've encouraged them simply to follow the Vedas to get sense gratification.
Because his guru said, "You 写了这么多伟大经，只是为了鼓舞他们去从事业报之部的感官享乐。
Yeah, you have just like karma kanda. We speak that the eighth offense in chanting Hare Krishna is to consider chanting Hare Krishna to be like the path of karma kanda."
就像我们在十项圣名十项冒犯中有一项就说到，把唱诵 Hare Krishna 当作是伟大经业报之部所推崇的带来吉祥的祭祀仪式及获利性活动。
The path of karma kanda begins with religion, but religion for material purposes.
那在伟大经中的这一个业报之部所讲述的。
Religion for material purposes.
宗教原则只是为了物质的进展。
Just like many Christians today, they're going to church.
就好像很多基督徒，他们每天都去教堂。
Or the Islam people are going to the mosque on Fridays.
然后在那很多清真教徒，他们去这个星期五的时候，他们去清真寺。
Some Hindu people they will go to the temple.
还有一些印度教徒，他们去那里。
They're going for some religion, but They're not going to get love of God. They're not going out of pure devotion. What they want to get, economic development. They're praying to God. They believe in God. They pray to Him. But they pray, give me money. Make me rich, happy. If you go and hear in a Christian church how people pray, they have a big list. So many things they ask God to give them. They say, give me a good job. Give me a nice happy family. Give me a healthy baby. Give me a nice peaceful life. Cure my disease. Let my baby, my child pass her exams at school. Like that, they have so many requests they want to get. Just like if the little girl comes to her mother and said, Mama, she's asking, Mother, are you going to feed me today? You know, the mother, well, of course I'm going to give you food. Just wait, I'm going to give. You know, the mother will think, why you ask me? Every day I give you food. Why I will not give you food? In the same way, foolish people, they go to God and they say, the Christian will say, give me daily bread. They're thinking God is their servant. We should go and tell Him what we want. So Vyasadeva, he encouraged people in this kind of material religion. This is the path of karma kanda. It begins with religion. People are religious, pious, to get economic development. And when they get economic development, they want sense gratification. The more they have economic development, the more they want sense gratification. What is that sense gratification? Illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication,
gambling.
This is the result of their economic development. So when they get disgusted, when they become sick of all of that, it doesn't make them happy, then they think liberation. After you've tried everything, you've eaten so many things, you've tried everything, you're not happy, then you think, okay, life is meaningless, I want liberation. This is a path of karma kanda. And now if you follow this path, it takes a long time. Because most people get very attached to economic development and sense gratification. They never think about liberation. So Vyasadeva told, Narada Muni told Vyasadeva, you have made a great mistake because you have encouraged the people in sense gratification.
所以呢，那那摩尼就告诉他的门徒亚萨戴欧说：“你犯了一个巨大的错误，因为你鼓舞人们在物质的领域里面不断的进步。”
You should have taught them the goal of the Vedas.
你应该告诉他们伟达经最终的目标是什么。
You should have taught them the process of devotional service.
你应该告诉他们奉献服务的方法。
Because by devotional service, the miseries, all the miseries of the material world will be removed by connecting to Krishna.
因为当一个人从事奉献服务的时候，所有的一切障碍都会清除，苦难都会清除，人们和因为和 Krishna 的连接。
So after getting this instruction from Narada Muni, Vyasadeva understood he has to write another book.
所以当从 Narada Muni 那里得到这个讯息以后，Vyasadeva就开始决定，我应该重写一本书。
So first of all, he meditated.
所以开始他就开始打坐冥想。
He fixed his mind on the Supreme Lord.
他把他的这个心意专注于至尊主。
And he saw the Lord and the Lord's energies also.
他也看到了主的能量。
And he saw that the energies of the Lord were under the control of the Lord.
他看到主的能量都处在主的控制之中。
They were not independent.
他们这些能量都不是独立的。
So in this way, Vyasadeva got proper realization of the Lord, and he began to compile Srimad Bhagavatam.
所以就这样，比亚萨戴有他开始的觉悟到神，他开始就撰著了经典《薄伽罗坛》。
So then, Srila Vyasadeva then goes on in Srimad Bhagavatam. He goes on to describe about the disappearance of many great personalities from the world.
在薄伽瓦坛呢，后面就继续的描述了许多重要的伟大的人物他们相继的隐迹。
And it begins first of all with the departure of Bhishma Dev.
那第一个讲述的隐迹的人物就是 Bhishma Dev.
Bhishma Dev was laying on the bed of arrows after the battle of Kurukshetra.
在Bhishma Dev 他是躺在这个箭床上，在这个布鲁之战结束之后。
His body had been filled with arrows and he had fallen on the field when he was waiting for an auspicious time to leave the world.
他当时身上插满了箭，那躺在一个箭床上等待一个吉祥的时刻离开躯体。
And it was then that Lord Krishna actually came there with Maharaj Yudhisthira.
就在那个时候， Krishna 和 Yudhisthira 大军就来到他们面前。
And Maharaj Yudhisthira was feeling very disturbed in his mind because he felt very bad seeing so many people killed in the battle of Kurukshetra.
当时尤其是让大军就感到内心非常的痛苦，因为他看到有这么多的战士都在库鲁之野之战受伤受死掉。
We are going to publish very soon. We're bringing out the Chinese version of Mahabharata. It will be very nice if you can read it. You will learn a lot about the background behind the battle of Kurukshetra.
如果大家能读这本书的话，大家都会对库鲁之战这个战争的背景有更清晰的了解。
So Bhishma was laying on his bed of arrows, and Maharaj Yudhisthira was brought there by Lord Krishna.
所以当时毗湿摩德正躺在他的箭床上的时候。主 Krishna 就被这四天大军带到他的面前。
Maharaj Yudhisthira was very upset because he was thinking, I am responsible for the death of millions of people who died in the battle of Kurukshetra.
当时 Yudhisthira 大军就觉得很难过，因为他觉得是自己是所有这些战士死亡的原因。
Because he thought, because I want to have an empire, because I want to have a kingdom.So I'm responsible for this battle and for the death of all of these people.
所以他觉得他自己需要一个王国，需要这个王跟一个国度，所以导致了这场战争的发生以及死伤了这么多人。
So Lord Krishna could not pacify his mind.
那 Krishna 他没办法去平复他的这个心意。
So Lord Krishna brought him to Bhishma Dev.
所以 Krishna 就把他带到了 Bhishma Dev 面前。
And Bhishma Dev began to speak to him.
Bhishma Dev 就开始对他诉说。
And Bhishma Dev spoke to him for many days.
Bhishma Dev 对于释迦牟尼说了好几天。
And gave him many instructions.
给予他很多的教导。
And he told him that it was not Yudhisthira's fault. He told him it was all the desire of the Supreme Lord. And Bhishma Dev went on to describe also the pastimes, many things about Lord Krishna. And when it came to an auspicious time, then Bhishma Dev fixed his mind and eyes on Lord Krishna and he left the spot. So after Bhishma Dev had left his body, then Lord Krishna returned to Dwarka. And while Lord Krishna was in Dwarka, then there was the annihilation of the Yadu dynasty. Krishna had appeared in the Yadu dynasty. And all of these Yadus, they were all great devotees. Nobody could kill them. So they killed each other. There was a great fight between they all went one day they all went to a place along the coast of near to Dwarka, and there they were drinking wine and they all got drunk and then they began to fight with each other and they killed each other.
当他们这个王亚度王朝的群员，他们来到一个海边的时候呢，就喝了一种酒，当时就喝醉了，于是拿着这个剑互相的厮杀，相互杀死，相互之间全部都把自己杀死了。Lord
Krishna arranged that first of all they would all leave the world.
所以Krishna就安排着亚度王朝的成员先离开这个物质世界。And
then after they left, then Lord Krishna left.
然后呢, Krishna 就离开了这个世界。
Because Lord Krishna knew if he was to leave first, then his relatives would never survive. They would be so heartbroken, they would be so upset that Krishna had
left.
So after Krishna left the world, then the news came to the Pandavas. So then the Pandavas, they also decided that they were going to leave. They gave up the throne and they went to the Himalayas. And they put their grandson on the throne. Their grandson was Maharaj Parikshit. Yeah, he's the grandson of Arjuna. And he became the ruler of the world after the Pandavas
left.
So Parikshit was ruling the world very nicely. He was a very great ruler. He gave protection to everyone, even the cows. When he saw somebody try to harm the cow, then he was ready to kill this person. The personality of Kali came but could not exert any influence in the world because Maharaj Parikshit was the king.
这个卡利年代的化身，这个人格化身，曾经来想施加他的影响力。但是由于Maharaj Pariksit的临在，他一点都没办法施展他的这种魔力。
The business of the personality of Kali is irreligion.
这个卡利他所做的这个事情就是非宗教。
Meat eating, intoxication, gambling, illicit sex.
吃肉、喝酒、吃麻醉品。
But because Maharaj Parikshit was ruling, Kali could not do anything. Even though Lord Krishna had left the world, Kali still could not penetrate into the people. Maharaj Parikshit was very careful to attack everyone from irreligion. But then Maharaj Parikshit got cursed. That he was hunting one day. Because he is a Kshatriya, he has to practice hunting.
And
one occasion he was very thirsty and he came to the ashram of a sage. But the sage was in meditation. So Maharaj Parikshit took a dead snake and he put it around the neck. And the son of the sage, when he saw this, he became very angry. And he cursed Maharaj Parikshit that he should die in 7 days. So then, when Maharaj Parikshit got news of the curse, he said, yes, it is right, very good, I deserve this. When we get bad things happen to us, we should also think, yes, I must deserve this. Thank you, Krishna.
所以每当那些不好的事情发生我们身上的时候，我们应该学会去思考，对的，这些都是应该发生的。谢谢你，Krishna.
If somebody does something bad to us, we should think, I deserve this.
但有些人对我们做出不好的事情的时候，我们应该想，我确实是应该该我受承受的。
We should not think, I will get revenge. I'm going to do something to them. They did this to me, I'm going to do something back to them. Devotee has to be tolerant. So Maharaj Parikshit, when he understood he only had 7 days left to live, then he decided he must go to find someone to help him to prepare for death.
所以当巴里斯达金知道自己在七天之内就要死去的时候呢，他就决定，他要去找一个人，在他死亡之际能够帮助他面临迎接死亡。
You know, if you know you've got only a short time left to live, what are you going to do?
如果大家知道自己只有很短的时间可以活下去，大家会做什么？
Probably you'll think, well, I'm going to spend all my money first.
也许有人会想，我要把我所有的钱都花了。
I'm not going to leave any money for anybody else. Let me go and enjoy myself. One of our devotees in Hong Kong had to get cancer treatment. So she was telling me when she was in the clinic about the other people. Now, before they came into the clinic, they would go and enjoy with their husbands or their boyfriends. They thought, let me enjoy what before I have to go in for the hospital treatment. And what will they do? They'll go and drink and they'll go and eat horrible things. And then they go for their cancer treatment. So Maharaj Parikshit knows he has only 7 days to live. He is not trying to change the curse. He accepts the curse. He is not trying to protect himself. But he is preparing himself for the end of life. So what does he do? He goes to a holy river, the Ganges.
他做了什么呢?
And there he finds saintly people. And he asks them, what should I do? I have only 7 days to live. What do I have to do to prepare for the end of life? So some people tell him, oh, you should do a sacrifice, it will protect you. Somebody else says, you can do the other thing, it will help you go to heaven. You get a better body there, you can enjoy more. But then Sukadeva Goswami comes. So Sukadeva Goswami comes walking in, and he is a young man, and he is not wearing any cloth. He is totally detached from the material world. And when he comes in, all the sages, they know he is the son of Vyasadeva. He is a great soul. And they know that he is also a devotee of Lord Krishna. So Maharaj Parikshit is very happy to know that this man, this sage, Sukadeva Goswami, he is a devotee of Krishna, because Maharaj Parikshit is also a devotee of
Krishna.
Because Maharaj Parikshit, his family, his father, grandfather is Arjuna, and Arjuna is a great devotee of Krishna. So when the two meet, although they are different, they have something in common. They are from different families, different cultures, but they're both devotees of Krishna. Maharaj Parikshit is from a royal family, a family of great kings. And he'd been the ruler of the world. And he'd had a family and children. But he had left all of this to prepare for the end of life. Yeah. At the end of life, you don't want to keep anything with you. You want to get rid of everything before we leave this world. We come to this world with nothing, we have to leave it. But if we are attached to something, then that will bring us back into this world. Sukadeva Goswami, we are saying he is the son of Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva is a sage who lived in a cave in the mountains. Sukadeva Goswami not even wearing one piece of cloth. And the two meet. So Maharaj Parikshit puts his question to Sukadeva Goswami. He wants to know, what should one do at the time when you have to prepare for death?
临终自己,
and what should we do, even if we're not about to die?
那么,即便我们还没有要离开躯体,
so Sukadeva Goswami speaks to him the message of Srimad
Bhagavatam.
The Srimad Bhagavatam is the business of people who are about to die. And it's also the duty, the subject matter to be heard by everyone in this world.
这个圣典摩迦瓦坛是对一个即将临终的人来说应该阅读的书籍，同时也是对那些还活着的人所应该阅读的书籍。
We're all dying.
我们都要离去。
Every moment.
每一个时刻我们都可能会离开。
We may die in 7 days, in 7 years, or in 70 years.
我们可能七天后死去，也可能七年后死去，也可能十七年后死去。
But we all have to leave this world.
但是我们都得离开这个世界。
So the Srimad Bhagavatam prepares us for that.
所以圣典波陀瓦坛就让我们做好迎接死亡。
We have to hear this message of Srimad Bhagavatam.
我们应该聆听这个圣典波陀瓦坛的讯息。
Hear it regularly.
有规律的去聆听。
So that brings up that is the end of the first canto. Then in the second canto, it begins with Sukadeva Goswami answering to Maharaj Pariksit.
这个就是第一篇的结束。到了第二篇的时候 ，Sukadeva Goswami 就开始回答巴利子大君所有的问题。
Do you have any questions?
大家对这些有什么问题吗？
Can't understand it.
Yeah.
You have to hear Srimad Bhagavatam in the association of devotees.
我们应该是在奉承的联谊中去聆听国家瓦坛。
If we just try to read it ourselves, it will be difficult to answer.
如果我们只是自己去阅读去理解是很困难的。
Therefore, you have to hear it. You have, if you're reading it only on your own, you have to read it not once, not twice, but at least 3 times.
如果我们自己要读这个书的话，可能一遍两遍都不够，至少要读三遍。
Srimad Bhagavatam is the incarnation of Lord Krishna.
圣典波迦瓦坛是主 Krishna 的化身。
The other day, Purushottam was telling you how Krishna comes in different forms.
那天罗梭塔法布告诉了大家，Krishna 是以怎样不同的形体来临。
He comes in the form of the holy place.
他以圣地的形式来临。
As Vrindavan.
如像文达文这个圣地。
Comes in the form of the deity.
以圣像的形体来临。
As Jagannath.
就是迦格纳。
He comes in the form of a river, as the Ganges.
他还以河流的形式来临，那就是恒河。
And he comes in the form of a book.The Srimad Bhagavatam. So Krishna is inconceivable.
So Krishna is 不可思议的.
In the same way, Srimad Bhagavatam is also inconceivable. You have to hear it. You have to hear it again and again and again.
我们得不断不断一次又一次的去聆听.
Now Prabhupada's purports are there to help us.Understand.
现在庞法的钥匙在那里帮助我们能够对事情有进一步的了解。
Prabhupada is giving the statements of great acharyas as well as his own realizations.
庞法给出了这些伟大的acharya 他们的评注，同时也给了他自己的觉悟。
Some points you may have difficulty understanding. It may be due to our own immaturity and knowledge. Maybe we need to ask more questions from devotees.
有时候我们看到有些要点不明白的，可能是由于我们自身的不成熟和知识的所局限，所以我们应该将这个问题询问奉献者。
Yeah, you can always write down your questions that what you don't understand.
我们可以总是写下自己不理解的这些知识要点，然后来询问。
Inquire from other devotees.
询问，向其他的护愿者询问。
You can discuss with the devotees.
也可以和护愿者一起讨论。
Prabhupada said, more important than reading the books is you discuss and try to explain what you've read.
和奉献者们一起讨论。Sometimes
people tell me they read the book, they can't remember anything.
有些人告诉咕噜说，他们读了书，但是什么都记不住。So
it's better for them to try to discuss and explain rather than just read.
所以最好的是不光看，而且去和其他人讨论，并能够解释。
Reading is not just an exercise in reading. We want to understand what we're reading. Well, initially the Srimad Bhagavatam was only four verses. It was spoken by the Supreme Lord Krishna to Brahma in four verses. So those four verses were expanded. Yeah, it was expanded first by Vyasadeva to his son Sukadeva Goswami. Sukadeva Goswami expanded it when he spoke to Maharaj Parikshit. And then Sutta Goswami then spoke it to the sages in Naimisharanya. Now in the higher planets, it's said that in the heavenly planets, the Srimad Bhagavatam has many hundreds of thousands of verses. But I've never heard about Srimad Bhagavatam in different ages. But I know initially it was four verses. And those four verses are contained in the second canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
I 维亚斯德给他讲佛教瓦坦，是不是有这样一个重复的，始终有一个圈，有个循环在里面，无法理解这个事情。如果是讲的内容不一样，那就可以理解这个事。如果是讲的佛教瓦坦都是一样，那就很难。
Well, it's not very important.
这一点并不是很重要。
Try to understand the philosophy of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Don't try to understand all of the chronological order of things. Chronological order, the time. Srimad Bhagavatam, we want to understand the message. What is the message? Not what is the history. The message is to hear about Krishna, to practice devotional service.
这个兴趣就是我们去聆听 Krishna， 去从事奉献服务。
Very difficult to understand the chronology, the different order of the events and how it all comes together. But in relation to Ramayana, it is said that the sage Valmiki composed the Ramayana and described everything about Lord Rama.
但说起到 Ramayana 这个书的话呢， 那作者 Valmiki 他就讲到了这个所有的
Ramachandra's pastimes，
主Ramachandra的逍遥时光。
It was all put in the book and was described even before it happened.
这些书籍的讲述的内容， 甚至是在历史上演之前就已经写了。
And later on, Lord Rama's two sons came and they heard from the sage Valmiki that Valmiki taught his two sons of Lord Rama the whole story of Ramayana. And then these two boys, the two sons of Lord Rama, they went, they were speaking the Ramayana everywhere. Srila Vyasadeva predicted all of these things in Srimad
Bhagavatam.
He knows all three phases of time, past, present, and future. So he can tell, he can put all of these things. It's quite possible that he just simply wrote the whole Srimad Bhagavatam, and because he understood what everything that was going to happen. He doesn't have to wait for it all to happen and then write the report. He's fully realized. He's the incarnation of the Lord. Hiya, Shema Venti. Her question, she wants to know, should we continue studying Bhagavatam?
By devotees themselves, how to study Srimad Bhagavatam.
How to study?
By themselves at home.
Well, I think we, it will help if we have some more teaching material. I think if we give some background teaching material to understand that what the book, to understand the different sections and what's happening and how they're connected, I think it will make it easier. But yeah, devotees should continue reading. You have to read the books. Try to understand how these book, how the different events are connected and how they relate to each other.
要努力的去理解这些细节，他们是如何的组合起来的。
We want to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. At the same time, you should continue to study Bhagavad Gita.
我们应该阅读圣典《薄伽瓦坛》，同时也应该学习《薄伽梵歌》。
You need to have the Bhagavad Gita should be properly understood. Then you can understand better Srimad Bhagavatam.
如果我们对《薄伽梵歌》有了一个正确的理解后，我们就能更好的理解圣典《薄伽瓦坛》。
Bhagavad Gita finishes where Krishna says we should surrender to him.
薄伽梵歌结束于 Krishna 说应该向我归依。
Then Srimad Bhagavatam begins. The Srimad Bhagavatam begins from that point of surrender.
So Krishna is 在一个人皈依的这个程度上开始讲述圣典薄伽瓦坛。
Srimad Bhagavatam is a higher study of Bhagavad Gita.
圣典薄伽瓦坛是对薄伽梵歌一个更高层面的阅读。
That we've already surrendered to Krishna.
也就是说，一个人已经皈依了 Krishna.
Now we're ready to hear about Krishna.
然后我们才能够准备好。聆听关于 Krishna 的一切，
and how to do devotional service，
以及如何去做奉献服务。
So this is the subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam。
这就是圣典薄伽瓦坛的主题。
There are 10 different subject matters described in Srimad Bhagavatam。
在薄伽瓦坛中有十个重要的主题。
Beginning with creation，
开始于创造。
And the primary creation done by Vishnu， and then the secondary creation done by Brahma。
有最初的创造是由 Vishnu 做的，然后接着第二度的创造是由主 Brahma 进行。
Then you have to hear also about the different Manus who are ruling.
然后我们会听到不同的曼努他们统治的这个宇宙。
And we have to hear about protection by the Lord.
还听到主的这种保护。
We have to hear about the different incarnations of the Lord.
以及主的不同的化身。
You have to hear about Krishna himself.
而且我们还听到了 Krishna 本人。
That comes in the 10th canto.
这就来自于薄伽瓦坛第十篇。
We have to hear all of these different subject matters.
我们应该学习所有这些不同的主题。
So these subject matters are all mixed in different. It's not that one canto is on one subject. The subjects are there's many different subjects within each canto.
所有这十项主题呢，都不是一章就讲述一个主题的，而是所有的混合在不同的章节之中。
So Prabhupada said when he first used to hear, when he first used to study, he also could not understand.
庞华说，当他刚开始研习的时候也不是很能理解。
But Prabhupada said he did not go away. He did not give up. He did not go away and think, oh, I can't understand.
但是庞华并没有放弃他的阅读和理解。
He continued to hear.
他不断地去聆听。
One devotee describes her experience. She said she was reading Srimad Bhagavatam and she read something she could not understand.
有一个奉献者就讲到说他曾经去读薄伽瓦坛，但是不是很明白有些要点。
So she read the sentence: "The moon was churned from the ocean of milk."
The moon was churned
from the ocean of milk.
有这个事情是说那个月亮嘛，是从搅拌牛奶之羊而产生的。
So then Prabhupada said to her, "Read that sentence again."
于是帕布帕就对她说，你再把这个句子再读一遍。
So she said, "The moon was churned from the ocean of milk."
然后她就再次读到，这个月亮是从牛奶之羊里搅拌而出。
So Prabhupada said, "再读一遍。
好，她叫她再读一遍。
So she said, "Moon was churned."
于是她又读了一遍，这个月亮是从甘露牛奶之羊搅拌而出。
So then Prabhupada said, "Now do you understand?"
然后帕帕就问她，你现在明白了吗？
So she said, "Yes, Prabhupada, the moon was churned from the ocean of milk."
然后他就说，是的，爸爸，我现在明白了，月亮是从甘露牛奶之羊搅拌而出。
Prabhupada said, "Yes, very good.
白话就说好的，非常好。
So you have to, we have to read the books like that. You have to read and you have to read it again and read it again.
所以我们在读书的时候，应该一遍又一遍的去阅读。
Then gradually it will start to make sense.
然后逐渐的，我们就能有所理解。
Because our brain and our mind is covered with so much material nonsense, with so much maya, we cannot understand spiritual subject matter.
因为我们的这个心意啊，被很多乱七八糟的东西覆盖着，有很多的物质的尘埃，所以无法理解。
We have to purify the mind.
我们必须得净化自己的心意。
By hearing and hearing and hearing.
通过不断不断的去聆听。
We have to continue to concentrate on this subject matter.
我们得不断的去专注于这个主题。
So it helps if you will study with other devotees.
所以如果我们能和其他的奉献者一起学习，
Srimad Bhagavatam should be studied verse by verse, chapter by chapter, from the beginning.
圣典薄伽瓦坛必须是有，必须得有一个世界一个世界，一章一章的去阅读。
And we should study very carefully the first and the second canto.
我们要非常小心的、认真的去阅读第一和第二篇。
Prabhupada went to America. He only had the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
当普鲁帕去美国的时候，身边只带了圣典薄伽瓦坛的第一篇。
But in that first canto, he put so much knowledge.
但是在这个瓦坛的第一篇中，他给予了那么多的知识。
If you just study that first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, you will get so much spiritual knowledge.
如果我们只是读圣典薄伽瓦坛第一篇，我们就能得到很多很多的灵性知识。
You don't have to rush and go through all the books, and then you don't know anything.
我们没有必要就是心急，想把所有的书都看一遍，最后什么都没学到。
Study the first canto carefully.
仔细的阅读第一篇。
Study it with the devotees. Try to understand what is happening.
是和奉献者们一起去阅读。去理解在发生了些什么事情。
我想讲，我读薄伽梵歌读了几次，然后薄伽瓦坛呢就读了第一篇，然后两种心态有点不一样，就是读薄伽梵歌的时候像阿朱乃一样，觉醒啦，就是教导我们怎么很多宗教原则行为，一看薄伽瓦坛的时候像看故事一样。我们应该用什么心态来看？好像一种。
Yeah, I agree. It's quite a change from Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavatam is quite different in the approach from the Bhagavad Gita.
是我们这个《薄伽瓦坛》和《薄伽梵歌》，它这个阅读的确实是有些不同。
Because Bhagavad Gita is Krishna himself speaking. He's speaking his teachings to Arjuna.
因为薄伽梵歌是 Krishna 本人在讲述，他直接跟阿朱那所说。
But Srimad Bhagavatam is about, we're going to hear about Krishna.
但是圣典薄伽瓦坛是我们聆听关于 Krishna 的一切。
Yeah, there are many stories there within the first canto.
在第一篇里面有很多的故事。
Because the Srimad Bhagavatam is one of the Puranas.
因为圣典薄伽瓦坛呢是宇宙古史的一部。
And the Puranas are.It means histories. It means they're putting. They have to describe a lot of different events which took place.
Because 宇宙古史就意味着记述发生过的事情、历史事件。
So in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we will get a lot of different characters introduced, different names of great sages and spiritual teachers.
在第一篇中呢，我们就碰到了很多的人物。我们要了解他们的各自的个性品质。
Bhagavad Gita, we're getting the basic teachings. Krishna's giving us that basic knowledge, the philosophy.
而在薄伽梵歌中呢 ，Krishna 只是告诉我们最基本的这个知识，这个哲学。
But Srimad Bhagavatam is going to start in explaining and using that philosophy in relation to different persons.
而圣典薄伽瓦坛呢，则是将这些薄伽梵歌的知识运用到实践之中。
We have to see the application of that philosophy.
我们可以看到这些知识、这些哲学的运用。
So as we said, Bhagavad Gita is just the, you know, like the ABC in the beginning of the spiritual path.
所以据说佛教梵歌是灵性知识的开始，基础课程。
Bringing us to that point of surrender to Krishna.
把我们带到归Krishna的层面。
Then Srimad Bhagavatam goes on from that point. Now we've surrendered, now we have to hear about Krishna and Krishna's devotees.
然后圣殿佛教瓦坛就是在皈依的这个基础之上。 要我们去聆听关于Krishna以及他奉献者的一切。
We have to hear about their lives and how they behave.
我们要聆听他们的生活以及他们如何的行为处事。
And see their behavior and their life in relation to the teachings of Bhagavad Gita.
看看他们的行为，他们的活动是如何和佛教梵歌的教导是一致的。
Throughout the Bhagavatam, throughout Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada will often quote Bhagavad Gita, referring to Bhagavad Gita.
在佛教瓦坛中，帕瓦经常的就把佛教梵歌做引言。
So in the first canto Srimad Bhagavatam, there are many different characters introduced. We get some background information.
所以在佛教瓦坛的第一篇中介绍了很多的人物，我们就对整个的这个故事都有一个基本的了解背景。And
this helps us to have more appreciation for Bhagavad Gita.
这也使我们能够更深的去理解佛教梵歌。Some
of the names are even mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita.
有些名字甚至在佛教梵歌中也有所提及。Bhagavad
Gita is only one chapter taken from Mahabharata.
佛教梵歌呢，实际上只是《Mahabharata》这本书中的一篇。But
Mahabharata does not get us love of Krishna. Mahabharata will not help us to get love of Krishna.
但是《Mahabharata》这本书呢，并不能使我们得到对Krishna的痛爱。But
if you read the Srimad Bhagavatam, you can develop love of Krishna.
但是当我们读圣典《薄伽瓦坛》的时候，就会逐渐培养出对Krishna的爱。Mahabharata
is describing many, it's describing the battle of Kurukshetra.
Mahabharata的描述是库鲁之战的背景。But
Srimad Bhagavatam is focusing on Krishna.
但圣典《薄伽瓦坛》是完全的以Krishna为中心描述。
Of course, not only Krishna the person, but Krishna and his energies and his incarnations.
不光是Krishna本人，还有Krishna的能量以及他的化身。
We want to understand Krishna, we have to also understand something of Krishna's energies.
我们不光要了解Krishna，还应该了解Krishna的能力。
How does Krishna create this world?
Krishna是如何创造了这个物质世界？
Krishna does this through many other different persons.
Krishna is 通过不同的人来完成这项工作。
Different, in the higher planets there are demigods.
在高等星系有半神人。
And there are prajapatis who are the fathers of mankind, the generators of population.
还有这个, 各种人类的祖先, prajapati.
There's a hierarchy within this world. A hierarchy means people are on different levels.
Oh,
we can see how there's higher controllers.
Yeah, yeah.
So by studying Srimad Bhagavatam, we'll become more familiar with all of these different things.
所以通过阅读圣典《薄伽瓦坛》呢，我们就可以对所有这一切变得熟悉、了解。In
the Bhagavad Gita, we're hearing a lot about Kshatriyas.
在《薄伽梵歌》中，我们听到很多关于Kshatriya的一切。And
Arjuna's duty as a Kshatriya.
因为Arjuna的职责就是一个Kshatriya。So
then we hear much more about this in Srimad Bhagavatam.
所以我们在《薄伽梵歌》中听的更多的是。
In the Bhagavad Gita, we get a little information about brahmanas and their qualities. But in Bhagavatam, we get much more about this.
但是在《博迦瓦坛》中却讲述了很多关于婆罗门的品质。
So all the things which are taught in Bhagavad Gita are expanded in the Srimad Bhagavad.
所以所有在《博迦梵歌》里所讲述的知识都在《博迦瓦坛》中得到了扩展。
I was giving the example how the speaker and the audience both have to be qualified.
我刚才跟顾儿讲过了，一个作为一个听众和讲课的人，他们双方都必须有资格。
This is explained in one verse in Bhagavad Gita.
这在国家房歌中有一个细节去讲述。
But it's one chapter in the Bhagavad.
但是在国家瓦坛里面讲到这两者的资格是用了一章。
And then it comes up in many other places also.
而且在其他的地方也有所提及。
So, in the we have to understand because we are conditioned.Because of our material covering, because of our materialism, we cannot fully appreciate Srimad Bhagavatam.
我们要明白的是，由于我们现在正在处在一个被覆盖的阶段，由于受到更多物质主义的污染，所以我们没办法去理解《博迦瓦坛》。
But just like the person who has got jaundice, when they have jaundice, they cannot taste the sweetness of sugar.
就好像一个人得了黄疸病。他们没办法品尝到糖的甜味。
But they have to keep chewing.
但他得不断地去舔这个糖的味道。
And gradually, as the liver gets better, then they can taste the sweetness.
逐渐的，当他的肝脏逐渐恢复了功能了以后，他就能够品尝出糖的甜味。
In the same way, sometimes we try to read Srimad Bhagavatam, and as soon as we start trying to read it, we kun.
很多时候，当我们看《博迦瓦坛》的时候，看出来几个时间，马上就犯困了，想睡觉。
Yeah, and many of us have this experience.
我们中间很多人都会有这样的经验。
But we have to be determined. We have to keep trying to read.
但是我们应该有决心，要不断的去阅读。
And when we become more interested, more serious, then we will appreciate how much knowledge is there.
当我们越更加认真的。去阅读，更加真诚的去阅读的时候，我们就能够欣赏到这里面的一切。
So, try to discuss, try to read these things. Go over the first canto again and again.
所以我们不光是阅读，还去讨论这些细节，并不断一遍又一遍的去阅读《博迦瓦坛》的第一篇。
Now, some people get Srimad Bhagavatam and they look at the first verse.And then they read the first purport, and they think, can't understand anything.
有的人他看这个《博迦瓦坛》，他读了第一篇第一章，最后看了一遍，什么都不明白。
They look at the first verse, the very first verse.
他们看了这个第一个四节。
And it's a long purport.
因为这有很长的要旨。
And quite technical.
非常的专业。
So people give up. They think can't understand.
于是人们就把这本书呢放到一边去了，因为这个事情很长的解释。
But the first three verses are all they're summarizing about the whole book.
但是这前面的三个四节，第一篇第一章的三个前三个四节，是整个书的概括。
So you can go, you can pass over those and just start at the fourth verse.
所以大家可以的。先越过这个，先看第四个事情。
And the actual story of the Srimad Bhagavatam begins from the fourth verse.
这真正的《博迦瓦坛》的故事是开始于第四个事情。
The first three verses are just the invocation.
这个前面的三个事情呢，实际上是一个祈祷和呼唤。
老师，我想问一下，就是我在看那个。圣典博迦瓦坛第二章二十六世节的时候有一段话我不太理解，就是人永远不该把人格守神那那央纳的完整扩展威士鲁范畴以他不可缺少的部分等同起来，这样的人立即成为冒犯者。就这句话我还是不太理解。
什么第一篇吗？
就是瓦坛的第二章
第二章是第几篇第几篇
第二章第几篇我们又记下来了。
你说
第二章的二十六世纪，其中有一段话。
什么话？
是那个吗？
就是、
第二章二十六世纪。
She's not sure which you can.
So look at that. 你看，你看，你看是不是这个吗？
你说。
第二章二十六。
啊，读是第一篇就是第二篇，我没有记那个篇，我只记得是第二章二十六十节。然后我看有一段话，我就是不太理解这段话是什么。
是要旨里面还是原文？是四节还是要旨？
可能是四节里面。
啊，
四节里面。
再读一遍，
我再读一遍啊。人永远不该把人格守神拿来央拉的完整扩展、威士鲁范畴，以他不可缺少的部分等同起来，这样的人立即成为冒犯者。我就是觉得这句话听起来挺那个。
什么人是一个冒犯者？Who's the offender?
那觉得没问题啊，
什么意思啊？我都没听懂。
他讲的这个完全是对的。
你再说一遍。
他讲的没有错啊。
什么讲的？
不是，你讲的这个。
你再读一遍，再读一遍。
很正确
啊，
是对的。
有这个师姐。
这我知道。
那就是说，为什么
要解释？所以说，你要把后面那一个不可分，不可最后一句不可分割的一部分等同起来，是不是不可分割的那个？
啊，等同起来，这样的人
缺少的一部分等
同
起
来。起
来，你把那个理解成是我们这些个体灵魂，就很简单了。我们因为是它不可分割的部分嘛，所以不能把拿着秧呢等同为我们这些个体灵魂。
是第一篇，
如果等同了，就肯定是个冒犯。
肯定，我们不是神，我们不是拿着秧呢，拿着秧呢跟我们不一样。
哦，我明白了，就是我们是个体灵魂，我们是他的仆人，我们不能和他平等。如果我们认为和他是等同的，
我们
是成
为
是这个意思吗？
不是，
是
那拉耶，
可能是那拉亚纳的这个所属部分。
啊，有可能是这样，对，就是我们是他的仆人啊，就是不能和他等同，是这样理解吗？还有一段话啊。就是履行父亲的责任，获得进化后可去节阶段的生活。父亲的责任可以进化物质主义的心灵，
可以进化
物质主义者的心灵。就是我自己理解，但是我不知道是不是对的，但是所以我想听听老师的解释。
啊，你不明白。
哎。我自己也有我自己的理解，但是我不知道是不是对的，所以我想听听老师正确的解释这段话。
是你的话吗？这个是？
不是我的话，是书上，也是我看书上的话。
嗯哼，
好像是《梵歌》里边的一段话吧。
嗯。Well, if for a materialistic person, if they do their duty, they get purified.
对于一个物质主义者来说，如果他履行父定职责的话，他能够得到进化。
Because they're at least they're accepting, they're recognizing their responsibility in the world. They're performing their duty. They're not being irresponsible.
Because if they fulfill the material responsibility, they won't become irresponsible.
They don't go back to Godhead just by doing their duty.
But if they just fulfill the responsibility, it doesn't mean that they can return to God.
But at least they're acting in a civilized manner. They're acting as proper. So, 他们是文明的人，他们做他们的父定的责任。They get that material benefit.
他们这样完成父定职责，可以得到一些物质上的利益，因为他们属于文明的人类。
So Krishna was encouraging Arjuna. He should do his duty.
所以Krishna 就鼓励Arjuna应该履行他的父定职责。
If people act irresponsibly, they don't recognize any duty, then the whole world will become chaotic.
如果人们他们都不去履行自己的父定职责，不负责任的话，整个世界就会一团混乱。
就是 这个、就是履行了父亲的责任，获得净化后，可过气绝阶段的生活，是不是意思就是，比如说现在我作为母亲，我要养育我的孩子，我生了他，我要养育他。当我把他养大了之后，好，我可以选择过气绝的生活，是这意思吗？就是目前我的责任，我必须得去负，我不能生了他不养他，然后我就说，哎呀，我要回归神手，我就不管这个孩子了。不能这样，是吗？就是我先要教育他，养育他，等他成人了，好，他可以独立了，好，然后我就开始过我的气绝生活，是这个意思吗？
Yeah, the life is divided into sections.
就是一个人的生命是分为好几个阶段的。
So later in life, you can retire.
那在后面的这个人生的阶段中，你可以去退休、退隐。
You're not expected to always worry about your children.
你不是总是要，总是始终自始至终的要为自己孩子担心。
So then you have to think about your own life.
你要到了后来，应该想考虑自己的生命。
Prepare to leave this world.
为自己离开这个世界而做准备。
For the next life.
为下一次。
So that is responsible.
这就是负责。
It's allowed. People can give up. They can give up all their duties for the service of Krishna.
如果一个人放弃他的父亲职责去服务 Krishna 的话，这是得到经典的允许。
They can do that.
他们可以这么做。
But.
我明白你的意思，但是你要放得下啊，就是你要真正能放得下就可以哈，这是没有。
Yeah, I mean, you. Many people, often people try to do this, but then they fail.
有很多人想这么去做，但是最后都失败了。
So you have to prepare for that.
所以我们得准备。
We shouldn't try to do that suddenly.
我们不应该突然的去做这些事情。
We shouldn't think, oh, you know, I had a big fight with my husband, so I'm going to renounce the world now.I had a fight with my husband last night, so tomorrow I'm going to renounce the world.
你不能想我昨天跟我丈夫吵了一架，所以我今天就要弃绝这个世界。
You know, you have to prepare for that over many years.
因为你得为这个弃绝要准备很多年。
Then, when the time comes, then you're prepared for that.If you're not prepared properly, then we won't be able to maintain that renunciation.
如果一个人他没有恰当的去准备好的话，他的这个气绝是不能持久的。
Yeah.